This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
In part of Africa, one topic will be discussed, and the topic is the love of Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Anhum Ajma'in for Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is a clear indication to the verse which I just recited, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. O Prophet Muhammad, we have elevated your remembrance. We have elevated your status. Now talking about the love that the Sahaba had for Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would like to share a very beautiful narration with you, which is narrated by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She mentions that there was a man, there was a Sahabi by the name Thawban, Hazrat Thawban radiallahu ta'ala, who was a slave. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who freed this slave. And because he was freed by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much that every now and then he would come and visit the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sit with him, smile with him, laugh with him. His visiting Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make his iman reach on a different level. Upon one occasion he comes to meet the Prophet Muhammad and he doesn't find him. He goes back. Later on, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meets Hazrat Thawban radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he finds Hazrat Thawban in a sad state and his face was red. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, "Oh Thawban, what is making you so sad? What is making you angry? What is the problem?" Hazrat Thawban radiallahu ta'ala anhu replies that, "O Prophet of Allah, I love you for the sake of Allah and I love to meet you every now and then. But today when I came to meet you and I never found you, a thought crossed my mind. And the thought was that tomorrow when you are taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you leave this world, you will be in the different stage of Jannah with the prophets. And I will be in the different stage of Jannah. And it is not going to be possible for me to meet you every now and then." No sooner did he say that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. O Prophet Muhammad, tell Thawban that the person who has to obey Allah and his Rasul is going to be with the prophets in Jannah, and is going to be with the martyrs and with the pious people. And this verse made Hazrat Thawban radiallahu ta'ala was so happy that later on in his life, he used to brag about it. He used to tell the other Sahabas that, "Do you know this verse in the Holy Quran? وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ." It was revealed because of me. It was revealed because of my love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was such that a verse had to be revealed to address the situation. Now let us hear the same matter. The same love of Sahaba for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were waiting outside in the outskirts of Makkah, because they were not allowed to perform Umrah. So the people of Makkah sent Hazrat Urwa bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I repeat, he accepted Islam later on. Urwa bin Mas'ud as an envoy, as a messenger to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to his people. Hazrat Urwa goes and he sees whatever he's supposed to see. And then he comes back to his people. And he says to them that, "O people of Quraysh, O people of Makkah, I, Urwa bin Mas'ud, has been sent as an envoy, as a messenger to so many things, to Kisra, to Kaisar, to Najashi, Nilgis. But by the Qasam of Allah, I have never seen people obeying their kings the way the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are obeying the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the Qasam of Allah, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to spit, the saliva falls on the hands of the Sahaba, on the palms of the Sahaba, and they rub it on their face. By the Qasam of Allah, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to speak, the Sahaba lower their voice. By the Qasam of Allah, they do not look directly in the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam due to the respect and honor they have for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Now when this statement is coming out from the mouth of a person who was a non-Muslim, who was the enemy of Islam at that time, and who visited all the other kings, that leaves us with no point in further elaborating and discussing the love of Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in for Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now respected elders and friends, out of all the Sahaba and out of all the love which they had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, undoubtedly one Sahabi had the most love, and that is none other than Hadrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hadrat Abu Bakr Siddiq sacrificed his health, his work, his time, whatever was in his capacity, he sacrificed it for the love of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the many sacrifices we hear about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the greatest sacrifices is the sacrifice which he gave in the night of Hijrah, in the night of migration. How old was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was migrating? 23? 24? 25? He was 53 years old. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 53 years old when he was migrating. And how old was the companion he had with him as a bodyguard? Again 25? No, 51 years old. 2 years younger than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is fair to say that they were both old. Show me one man in this masjid at the age of 53 if he can walk for 10 miles in the heat of Makkah and doesn't collapse. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr at the age of 53 and the age of 51 had to migrate from Makkah to Medina. Now what happens is that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who says that, oh Prophet Muhammad, we can't outrun the people who are following us. We'll have to play it smart. Let us hide in one of these caves. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam agrees. So Hazrat Abu Bakr says that, oh Prophet Muhammad, there is an issue, there is a problem. And the problem is that on the ground there are two sets of footprints, mine and yours. If they are left the way they are, then the people who are following us will find us. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, oh Abu Bakr, what do you suggest? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who says that, oh Prophet of Allah, climb on my back. Climb on my back. And they're not about to have a walk in the park or garden. There is a steep mountain in front of them. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who climbed the whole mountain with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his back. And when we are talking about carrying Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are not only talking about him as a human being who possessed flesh, bones and meat. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even possessed the way of Nubuwwah, the way of prophethood, the way of wahi. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered into Makkah, on the conquest of Makkah, and he started throwing all the idols down, which were there in the house of Allah, in the Kaaba, one idol was in the loftier place. So that Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a brave man, says to the Prophet of Allah, that, O Prophet Muhammad, climb on my shoulder and throw that idol. Now Hazrat Ali was known for his bravery. Hazrat Ali is that man who in the battle of Khaybar, just by holding the handle of the door, and we are talking about the door of a fortress, not any door in our house or in the masjid, just by yanking it, he removed the hinges, just by yanking it, that strong. That Ali radiallahu ta'ala is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O Prophet Muhammad, climb on my shoulder and throw that idol. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, O Ali, إِنَّكَ لَا تَسْتَتِيحَنَّ ثَقْلِ النُّبُوَّةِ. You cannot manage to carry the way of Nubuwwah, the way of prophethood on your shoulder. And on the other hand, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala is carrying the same Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and climbing the whole mountain. That is the love Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What happens in his last moments? In his last moments he says to Hazrat Aisha, that, oh Aisha, what day is it today? And Hazrat Aisha replies that it is a Sunday. So Hazrat Abu Bakr says that I'm optimistic to my Allah that I will pass away on Monday, just the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away on Monday. When Monday comes, he again asks that, oh Aisha, what time did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pass away? And she replies that he passed away in the noon, in the afternoon. So Hazrat Abu Bakr says that I'm optimistic to my Rabb that I will pass away in the afternoon. And he passes away on the same time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes away on the chest of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala passes away on the chest of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. That is the honor Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given. It comes in a narration. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that myself, Abu Bakr and Umar, we are made of one teen, one soil. We are made of one soil. It comes in another narration when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person is buried in the soil where he is made from. And now coming to another hadith when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the place between my rawda, my grave, and my pulpit is a land from the lands of Jannah, is a soil from the soils of Jannah. Now why is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam buried? He's buried there in the same land. Hazrat Abu Bakr is buried next to him, and Hazrat Umar is buried next to him, which means that all these three people were made from the soil of Jannah. That is the honor Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu holds. Now, since I have mentioned Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, let us look at the love of Hazrat Umar which he had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu are standing together, holding each other's hands. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu looks into the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, "The O Prophet of Allah, I have reached such a level in my life where nothing is more beloved to me than you except for myself. Yes, I love you more than anything else, but again, I love myself." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at him and says to him that, "Oh Umar, you can never reach the highest levels until you love me more than yourself as well." So that Umar radiallahu ta'ala who thinks for a while, he ponders for a while, and then he looks at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says that, "Oh Prophet of Allah, I have decided I love you more than myself as well." That is the love of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he proved it. In the battle of Uhud or Badr, I don't recall properly, but I think so in the battle of Badr, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a captive. Now this is the uncle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's still not a Muslim. Now the people of Ansar decided to kill him because he was a captive. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a nephew, was worried about his uncle. And he spent the whole night worrying about Hazrat Abbas. The next morning, he shared the same concern with Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Hazrat Umar said that, "O Prophet of Allah, allow me to go and speak on your behalf with the people of Ansar." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allows. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes, and he tells the people of Ansar to release Hazrat Abbas, but they refuse. So Hazrat Umar says that, "Wouldn't you release him if it was for the love of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" And they all say that, "Yes, we can leave him." Now when they leave Hazrat Abbas, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu starts walking with him. And he holds the hand of Abbas and he says to him that, "Oh Abbas, accept Islam. Your Islam is more dearer to me than the Islam of my own father, because I saw how anxious and excited Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about your Islam." Not only a person is worried about his own parents, but in this matter Hazrat Umar is saying that your Islam is more dearer to me than the Islam of my father, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is worried about your Islam. That is the love of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu for Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can go on and on. Let us look at what happens in the battle of Uhud. In the battle of Uhud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is injured. What happens is that two limbs from his armor entered the beloved cheeks of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Hazrat Abu Bakr goes forward to remove those limbs. But Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah says that, Oh Abu Bakr, allow me to deal with that. Let me do it for the Prophet of Allah. He goes forward. And now the limbs are so deep that he can't remove with his hands. So he starts using his teeth. In the process, he ends up losing his two teeth, the front two teeth. Now imagine, when you lose your front two teeth, a person looks funny. Firstly, a person looks funny, ugly. Secondly, it becomes difficult for you to pronounce the letter th. That's how you speak. But the Sahaba mentioned that after Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu lost his two teeth, in protecting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would even look more handsome than before. He would look more handsome than before. That was the miracle gifted to Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders and friends, all these stories are telling us one thing, that the Sahaba deeply loved the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And especially right now we are staying in a time where the social media and the printing companies are at its peak. Every media desk, every media page which you see comes forward with an agenda. They want you to read what they want. They are not giving you to read what is there. I repeat, every media desk comes with an agenda. They only want you to read what they want. So whenever we are going through any stories, any article, anything regarding Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and we find a single sentence, a single word, a single letter which is disrespecting Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, it is our responsibility not to the scholars of the locality to refer to the knowledgeable people and to refer to the wise people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love for Sahaba. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana.